Sukkah, Perakei, Mishneh Gimel. Mi bloi michnese kehanim, the worn out pieces of fabric that were the michnese kehanim. There were a lot of begodim that belonged to Hegdish. There were thousands of kehanim that came over the year, and they had to be different sizes. There were a lot of, eventually, a lot of them became worn out. And once they start getting worn out, they can't be worn by kehanim b'shas avidosim. So they took, what did they do? They would niskadish. So now they had to be used for something bakoidish. So they would take from the michnasayim, umehem yonehen, from their avnatim. The targum on the word avnate is hemyono. So they would take these two begodim, hoyu mafkin, ubehen hoyu madlikin. To be mafkir means to break something. When you mafkir din, you're breaking a certain status. So they would be mafkir by ripping them. That's where some of our others say they would pull out the threads that were inside. And from that, this is what they would make the wicks. Now, it's important to point out that we have a different instance where the Blai Bigdei Kehuna we used, not over here for the once-a-year Simchas Beit Sheva, but for the Menorah, the regular wicks, were made out of Blai Bigdei Kehuna. But the only begodim that could be used were ones that were made out of pishtun, because pishtun burns well, burns accurately, and the Torah says lahalas ne'er tamid, that it has to burn in a straight line. Tzemer burns but it flickers. We had details about this, like we had lokas ne'er Shabbos, where you might come to play around with the wick after it's lit, ayin shom. So the michnasayim and avnatim were not roy to be used for the menorah, so that's why they could use them over here for the simchas beis hasheevit to make the wicks. Now, obviously, there was no mi'ilo. Now, they couldn't just take it and use something of chulin for it. So to use it for the hadlok and the Beis HaMikdash, that's mamish l'tzorchi, kedushas haguf. Here, they were using it for something which is melav, it's a tzorich of the shenkite and the simcha and the kovid v'tifaros of the Beis HaMikdash, but we described before that it's not a chelik of the avoida. But filohochi, there was no mi'ilo because it was a tzorich that was... It was a project, so to speak, that was undertaken that had to be done by the Beis HaMikdash. So, since the track to the Tzorche Beis HaMikdash is no Mi'ilo. The Mishnah adds, it lit up all the homes in Yerushalayim, metaphorically, it's brought in the Svarim. The Pshat is that the Simcha of the Heligeteg of Sukkis lights up. There's no home in Klal Yisrael that doesn't carry with it through the year a Simcha's Mitzvah of the oil of the Simchas Beis Sheva. That's why it's called She'eva. The Gemara says, Shemisham She'ev in Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara brings that those that went were Zoyche to a degree of Nevuah. Yoino ben Amitai was Zoyche to Nevuah because he was from the boy, Simchas Beis Sheva. But the truth of the matter is that all of us, we're all She'ev from the Heilige days of Sukkot, the Simchas Torah, the Hashanah Rabbah, the Rikidin, the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, we're She'ev. The clarity and the simcha that keeps our Yiddishkeit going the whole year. Mishneh Dalet. Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh hayu mirakdim lefneihem b'avukei shel or shel yadeihem. Who danced? L'chaira, anybody who knows how to dance. You have to teach the Eilim the steps. No. Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. Who's chasidim? Who's anshei ma'aseh? G'deli Yisrael Roshi. Yeshivis, Sanhedrin. Zikenim anshei ma'aseh. It's not clear exactly who anshei ma'aseh is. Klal Yisrael knows who anshei ma'aseh is. Would dance? Lefneim, who's Lefneim? L'chaira in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. They would show them a living dogma of what Simcha Shel Mitzvah looks like. What life looks like when one lives Lefnei Hashem. Bavukei Shel Or B'yadeihem, they carry torches. Just to define the term, Chose is somebody who's Oseh Lefnei Mishur Sadin. Anshei Ma'aseh are those that do tremendous acts of Zikri HaRabim, tremendous acts of Chesed. Chasidim refers more to a term, ben adam lamokoim. Anshei ma'aseh maybe refers more to a term that's ben adam lamokoim, ben adam lachaberoi, could be. Vayim lefneim divishirs v'tish b'achois. The songs that they sang came from their mouths and everybody watched and was inspired by seeing them. They carried the torches, to symbolize Torah as Ora, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Like when you make a Hachnos Sefer Torah, you have lights and you have... Yeah, they give the children to carry torches. It's more than that, Lamaisa. Avuka Shalosh B'yadeh means they juggled them. Gemara brings tremendous feats to Tanoim Ram Gamliel, eight juggled with eight, with four. And the pshat is the juggling is also meram, as the Goyin says on Inyonim, of all of Oyvam Hazeh is juggling different elements and different ideas and different tzirochim. And a person who's able to keep the juggling going, his pshat is able to successfully navigate Oyvam Hazeh even while he keeps himself as a ben Oyvam Habo. That's the simcha. It really goes back to the being shoyiv, what's called in the Svarim, that the mayim al yoinim, which symbolize the heavens, shamayim meet up with the mayim atachtoinim, and that's what the simchas beis shev is. There's a otherworldly where it all comes together, olam hazeh and olam habo, physical and spiritual, all these ideas come together over here by the dancing. V'oimim lefneim divishiz v'tishbogas v'alavim b'kinoiris u'b'nevolim, they had harps, and they had, we have another type, it's also some type of harp, mitzaltayim is like cymbals, chatzotis are trumpets, ubeklashir beloy mispor. There's no end by the regular avodah, described in the Mishnayos and Erechin, how many kelim were used to play by the regular karbonis. But over here it was on asoif. Like the simcha was on asoif, also the expression of it, the musical accompaniment of it was beloy mispor. Where was it? Al chamesh esrei milus hayordis mezis yosol ezis noshim. Keneged chamisha osa she'amala shebetehillim. This is where the minute comes in by Yahweh Simchas Beis Shev that they say these capital terms. Sha'aleim. Levim oimdim b'klei shev oimim shira. This was the place where the Levim stood and said shira, except that normally it had a certain surah with a gvul, and over here it was b'li mispa. Va'omdu shne kehanim b'shar ha'ol yoin sh'yorid me'ezus Yisrael le'ezus noshim. The two kehanim stood by the main entrance to the Azora that was coming from the Ezus Noshim, going up, so the steps were up. They stood by the top of the steps going into the Azora. This is what's called Shan Niknor. They were the top of this huge 15 steps. They towered above the Oilam that was on the ground level of the Ezus Noshim, of that place. Sheyered me'ezus Yisrael le'ezus Noshim. U'shtei chatzotzitz b'yedeim. Koro ha'gever. We're talking now about not the whole night with the music that went the whole night. We're talking now about the morning. Koro ha'gever, as soon as it became dawn. Kriyas ha'gever is what brings Alois HaShachar. Toku ve'riu v'toku. They blew a tarat. This was the standard blowing in the Beis HaMikdosh as a simen of simcha, a simen of something important about to happen. Higiu l'maylo asiris. This was the beginning of the procession going out from the Azora to do the Nisach HaMayim. The whole night was a hachona for the simcha of the actual Ushafta Mayim B'Sosan. So the first Toku Riyu Toku was at the top. Then they came down the steps. It's not clear, Higiu L'mayla Asir, they came down to the 10th step or they came down 10 steps to the 5th step. A little bit of a suffix by the Mufashim from the Gemara. Toku Ve'riyu V'Toku, they blew again a tarat. Higiu Lazoru, they came down into the ground level of the Ezra's Noshim. And again they blew, Toku Rivitoku. Hayu Toikin Vaholchim, they continually blew this Seder of Toku Rivitoku. But we might point out, why is it only true? It's your last with their Shvarim. Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll learn soon Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see that in actuality, there's no such thing as a Shvarim. A Shever is a description of a certain way of defining a Trua. The real koilus that described in the Torah is horiyu or tiku. There's no such thing as shvarim. There are different types of trua. One is what we call a trua, one is what we call a shvarim, one is what we call a shvarim trua. So over here in the Mishnayos and other places in Shas, we talk about toku ve'riyu, nothing else. They kept on blowing until they went to the shah that was yoytzim mizrach. Higil l'shar yoytzim mizrach. Hofchu pneim l'mayriv, they turn towards the Mayriv. Remember, the Mizrach is the side further away from the Azor, further away from the Heichel, further away from the Kodesh Kodashim. As they got to the Mizrach, they turned their faces to the Mayriv Omru. They said something astonishing. Aviseinu shoyu b'mokim azeh achereim el Heichel Hashem upneim kedmo. Our fathers that stood in this place stood with their backs, right? Remember, they were going towards the east. They were facing with their backs towards the Heichel. They turned around and they made a mention of the fact that Aviseinu, who's Aviseinu? That's, we'll discuss in a second. stood with their backs towards the Heichel, Upneim Kedma, towards Kedem, is always towards the direction of the rising sun, to the east. V'heim mishtachavim Kedma la'shemesh, Rachmanson, they bowed to the sun, which means Avodah Zarah. V'onu, us, l'ko einenu, we turn towards the Heichel, we only turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are they talking about? Who is saying this? Now, the truth is that this announcement is geboit on Mefurish Psukim Sefer Yecheskel, Per Ches, Pasuk Tezayim. Vayove, Oysi, Ochatzar, Beis Hashem, Apnimis, and he sees this vision of people that are standing, Acherem, Aleichel, Hashem, Pneim, Hekeidmo. What they were meramis to L'choira is that in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was some, there wasn't rampant, but there was some Avodah Zarah. When we're describing over here, we're describing the avodah of the second Beis HaMikdash. Mishnayis and the Koyt Klaus Rabbi Yodchum. Mishnayis normally, they're talking about Chalokim, the avodah. We're talking about the way it was done the second Beis HaMikdash. There are Shinuyim. One of the important differences between Klai Yisrael and the first Beis HaMikdash and the second was that the second Beis HaMikdash, even though they were on a much lower madrega, but there was no avodah zarah. Not because they were greater, but because it was nizbatel by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, by the very beginning of the second bias, the Mavatul the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. So they made this statement to be mechazik their amuna, to be mechazik their simcha shel mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Haimer hayushenim va'omrim, they would chazer over and they would make this point, onu l'ko u'l'ko einenu. This was the nusach that they said. The Rav comes from the Gemara, explains onu l'ko in the past, u'l'ko einenu in the future. This was the nusach of the Shevach Vahidoh that they said when they were ready to go out to the Shiva Samai.